All right, everybody, welcome to News Channel 7's newsroom. Amy Wood here with Dr. David Alvis. You are with the Wofford College folks in the government department, right, as assistant professor there.
That's correct.
You're providing analysis to us here at News Channel 7 this evening on the races that we're watching closely, the state race, of course, that's gotten all the national attention about the governor's race, and then there's a lot of interest in the local congressional race, District 4.
District 4.
And so tell me what we're anticipating tonight. Any predictions?
Well, with District 4, it looks very close between Inglis and Gowdy. And so what I would predict between Inglis and Gowdy is it looks like a runoff, which probably will turn out to be a fairly challenging race for Inglis. There's obviously a great deal of anti-incumbent sentiment right now. And so I imagine the Inglis would not be looking forward to a runoff against a non-incumbent, an opposed party member.
Absolutely. What about the way the Greenville County numbers shape up? Is that going to be pretty significant? If we see Greenville County cave in any way significantly toward Gowdy, is that big bad news for Inglis?
In some ways, I think that area tends to be a little bit more conservative, and so in fact, Inglis probably could still stay strongly competitive simply with the Spartanburg area. So I'm not sure that that's going to have a definitive effect upon his chances in the primaries.
Yeah. Gotcha. What about the race involving the governor's race, Nikki Haley and company? It's been quite a headline grabber.
Right. This is the nation is watching this contest. For a number of reasons. One, it's been an interesting contest that's garnered, obviously, a lot of news. And second of all, for Nikki Haley, too, there's a national interest among Republicans. You'll have a female governor, an Indian female governor in the South, and the party has been looking for a strong figure for leadership.
There's buzz this evening on Twitter from party insiders who are in the GOP who are saying a Haley win this evening could transpire into a loss in the fall to the Democrats. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure. With a red state like South Carolina, I think a Democratic candidate would have quite an uphill battle no matter which candidate emerges from the Republican primaries.
As far as this evening goes, any surprises that you would predict?
No, I was looking at the District 1 and the District 3. Those are hard to call. A lot of candidates competing in both of those congressional primaries for the Democrats. So other than watching particularly the governor's race and also, too, exactly how close the vote's going to be in the District 4 race, I think will be particularly the spotlight of attention for this evening.
As much as we hear from viewers about education and concerns they have for the schools, how significant do you think this race for the superintendent of education is?
State superintendent, I think, will be significant. Obviously, South Carolina has a number of education issues that it's concerned about, and so you've got quite a number of candidates and quite a number of very strong candidates running in the state superintendent race. So I would anticipate that that's going to be actually a closely followed race, not so much because of the intensity of one or two particular candidates that everyone is paying attention to, but because, in fact, those candidates actually do represent a diverse approaches to education issues for the state.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. We'll, of course, check back in with you for more analysis as the evening goes on, as we get some significant results rolling in. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.